Well, about 3% of Americans drink raw, unpasteurized milk, and the numbers are growing thanks to the local food movement. That's despite warnings from federal health officials who say drinking raw milk is unsafe and a threat to public health. That's why the feds have banned the sale of raw milk across state lines for about 30 years now. But a few states have legalized its sale within their borders, and others may follow in order to regulate it. Abby Wendell from Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media reports.
Most people go to the grocery store to buy milk that's been pasteurized, the century-old practice of heating it up to kill germs. Joel Groover drives 2 hours out of his way and breaks the law to buy the raw kind.
I love the flavor of it. It tastes like the milk that I drank lots of when I was growing up, and I want to support a local farm.
Groover is the milkman for a small group of raw milk drinkers in western Illinois. Every Sunday, he collects empty jugs and cash and heads 40 miles out of town to the rural family dairy. It's technically illegal in Illinois to sell raw milk, but that's rarely enforced.
There, are a number of families that are expecting this milk each week. You know, it motivates me to go do it.
Raw milk has caused severe illness for decades and decades.
Dr. Robert Tokes is the deputy director of the Division of Foodborne, Waterborne, and Environmental Diseases at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says all milk is a petri dish, but raw milk is particularly fertile for Salmonella, E. coli, and Campylobacter, dangerous germs that don't change the way milk looks, tastes, or smells, but can make people sick.
Those illnesses can be severe. They can lead to hospitalizations. They can lead to kidney failure, paralysis, and the most severe infections can be fatal.
In response to the risk, the Food and Drug Administration banned the interstate shipment of raw milk in the 80s. But it's up to states to decide how to govern raw milk sales inside their own borders. In the last decade, an increasing number of states have legalized it in different ways. In California, farmers can sell it in grocery stores. But in Kansas, customers have to go to the farm to buy it. And in Colorado, consumers purchase a share of a farmer's cow in exchange for raw milk. Tokes says the CDC has seen an increase in the number of illnesses attributed to the product. He says no amount of regulations make it okay to drink.
Raw milk purchased at the farm gate, raw milk purchased through a cow share agreement, raw milk purchased in the grocery store. None of them are safe, is the point.
That has actually led some states to legalize it. Despite the safety concerns about raw milk, many people are determined to drink it. Some states say that legalizing its sale is the only way to give public health agencies the power to regulate a market that might otherwise exist underground. In the Midwest, Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin are struggling to strike a balance between public health and people's thirst for the product, a struggle that has raw milk producers caught in the middle.
Come on, baby.
Joe Zanger is kneeling down on the muddy cement floor of his milking barn, attaching a milking machine to a pair of udders.
I'm going to fire up the pump real quick. It's going to get a little loud.
Zanger makes a few $100 a week selling raw milk near Liberty, Illinois, enough to pay for animal feed and vet bills.
You know, this is something that I can maybe grow a little bit. If I pick up a few more customers, then buy more cows and just keep basically recycling that money into the cows.
The fight over raw milk is raging here in Illinois, where an estimated 60 dairies supply nearly 500,000 customers. Public health officials want to make raw milk farmers pay for costly upgrades and limit their growth. Farmers and raw milk advocates say that heavy-handed approach would crush businesses and reach too far into kitchens.
If you come out to my farm and you see something you don't like that makes you not want to buy my milk, you have every right to say, no thanks. If everything looks appropriate, why can't you buy it?
As many states start to draw firmer legal lines, raw milk drinkers have shown they'll find a way to get their fix, even if they have to break the law. For Here and Now, I'm Abby Wendell.